Good afternoon. The regional news on the national station of the CRTV with Vanessa Wunnang Sinamo. These are the top stories. ICT experts in the Central region have encouraged the systematic use of certified antivirus to fight against hackers. Roadside restaurants are sprouting in the Southwest region, with many attesting of the profitable nature of this activity. These and more will be yours in a moment. We begin in the center region to look on how to secure one's telephone, laptop, and other personal electronic devices from being hacked. IT experts in Yaoundé have encouraged the systematic use of certified antivirus, the constant use of complicated passwords, and have also warned against downloading applications from sites that are not recommended. More in the following report with Irene Mantia Yonge of CRTV Center.
Through a demo, a hacker in just 5 minutes succeeds to get hold of a mobile telephone. The owner isn't aware his personal information, including contacts, messages, and pictures, have been transferred from his or her phone. This is how easy hacking is on the cyberspace. William Joe had been a victim.
We are talking about internet things. Everything connected. Your kitchen connected. Your cars connected. Just anything, and you can imagine if something takes control of all. It's catastrophic.
A good number of internet users give cyber criminals numerical strength to carry out their operations, and only the user can secure his or her data from being hacked. Simon Janvier is an IT expert in Yaoundé.
You should antivirus first of all. Use complicated passwords, mix spaces, characters with numbers when you want to download a mobile application. Make sure that you do from an official source. For Android users, you can go to the Play Store. For people using iPhones, make sure you go to the App Store. We are talking about internet things. Everything connected. Your kitchen connected. Your cars connected. Just anything, and you can imagine if something takes control of all. It's catastrophic.
Digital hack can hardly be retrieved. But university institutions in Cameroon are making research results of the issue available to protect the digital space from criminals. Irene Mantayonge for the regional news in the center.
From the town of Ongola, we go over to the foot of Mount Fako in the southwest region, where restaurant business is on the rise, with roadside food vendors confessing they are making great profit from this commercial activity. Enanga Menyoli of CRTV Southwest took interest in the rising trend of this line of business and now reports.
Restaurant business is a venture that is flourishing in the southwest region. In Buya, for instance, the food service business is gaining grounds, be it small eateries by the roadside or well-established restaurants.
Gari and Ero, pepper soup, fufu corn, rice and stew, fufu and Ero. I used to come in, later should be 10 o'clock, see 6 in the evening.
I'm roasting fish. The business is going, doing good with the business. I start at 10 a.m. in the morning and 10 p.m. in the evening.
One of the hot spots is Clark's Quarters.
Sincerely speaking, business done in Clearwater.
I roast here from Monday to Sunday. So any time that you come to eat fish here, there is always fish to eat.
If you came here, you will enjoy it. Yeah, Clearwater is the best.
The busy nature attracts many people who go there to eat, drink, and have fun.
It's always busy. At any time, Clearwater is busy. There are sometimes I roast fish here right to 1 o'clock in the morning.
The latest time for me to close is 12 midnight.
Liko and Mal 17 also draw a similar attention. Most inhabitants of Buya say they prefer these makeshift restaurants because food is always available and affordable. Enanga Menyoli for the regional news in Buya.
We now go over to the grass field, where parents in the northwest region say holiday classes for children is important so they catch up on school curriculum and improve in areas where they performed poorly. Others, however, hold strong to the opinion that these children should equally be allowed to have a period of rest so to avoid brain fatigue before school resumption. Fela Kezia of CRTV Northwest has more in this report.
Preparing the child for a better school performance at the start of the 2024-2025 academic year is the reason parents in Bamenda commit to sending their children for holiday classes, says Lorata Pechukwi.
I believe holiday classes is an opportunity for kids who didn't do well during the school year. It is time for them to get to understand some of the things they could not understand in class, update themselves on new things they could learn in the next class, so that when they get to class and they are being taught these things, they could easily understand more and adapt to the environment.
For some, children lagging in a given subject should be sent to improve their knowledge in that domain during holidays, according to Diffon Peterson.
Parents, for me, should assess and see the need that the children have. Children that need a special touch in an area, maybe English, sounds and word building, or mathematics, can be given some makeup classes during the holidays. Not as intense as normal school time, because the holidays is meant to rest, but at least some classes that can help the student work on those areas of weaknesses before schools begin.
Refreshing the pupils' memories on school curriculum is the target, says primary school teacher Gene Celestine.
I think it's the best thing for parents to send their children for holiday classes due to the fact that when they stay at home and they play a lot, they have a tendency of always forgetting. It helps them to kickstart. It gives the child retentive memories and recurring memories, especially the preschool, the nursery school, because they start drilling them on how to use their play toys and how to carve maybe letters of the alphabet.
Regardless, some parents are careful not to tire out their children before school resumes.
I think parents need to figure out when to send their kids for learning during the holidays, because these kids have practically spent months in school and their brains need to rest for a while. It's quite important in order to avoid brain fatigue.
The holiday period is considered a break from all school activity, yet these parents cannot overemphasize the need and benefits of holiday classes. Fela Kezia reporting for the regional news in Bamenda.
This is the regional news coming to you from the national station of the CRTV. We continue our tour to the regions, highlighting this time around in the Sudano-Sahelian area, particularly in Marwa, where the sales of fresh foodstuff is one of the prevailing businesses for locals who do not have white-collar jobs. With the increase in fuel prices, both consumer and vendor have been complaining of the increase in the prices of foodstuff. Our Far North regional correspondent took interest in the topic. She went finding out how petty fish food vendors are faring. In the following report, Faith Nguang tells that the situation is not very much of a great deal as it sounds, since vendors still admit they are able to join both ends. Her report.
Abattoir Market in Marua, a veritable fresh food hall. But the journey from farm to market is often a harrowing one.
I sell plantain and cocoyams. I have to wake up very early in the morning to select. It's very expensive now with the increase in the price of food.
I sell green spices, ginger and garlic. The spices come from Mukulu. I place my order and it's delivered to me.
Once on the stalls, conservation becomes another tough equation to solve.
Business is good, but with this heat, spices rot.
When the plantain gets bad, we lose. On the flip side of the negatives, fresh food vendors are stuck to their business because the yields are not negligible.
Some days I sell 70 to 80,000 and other days I sell 50,000.
I feel a whole family. Some have even graduated from school. I eat, I dress up and send children to school.
On weekends I sell 30 to 50,000 and a bit more on weekdays. I have two wives and three children. I also help my parents.
Come rain, come shine, come the benefits and the losses. Habitués of fresh food business say they have learned to adapt to the ups and downs of the trade. Marua, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
And as the long holiday period unfolds, some school children in Douala have taken up holiday jobs in order to occupy themselves and eventually make some money. Among the different activities, hawking seems to be a preferred choice to many of them in the economic capital. Our reporter Madonkwele Bezetye had a chat with a couple of them who say they are raising money to support their parents for the preparations of the upcoming school year. Her report.
Streets and markets in Douala are swarmed with children as young as 10 hawking all sorts of things, from fruits, snacks, dresses and even shoes. The school kids say they need to raise some money to purchase their school items for the upcoming academic year.
I'm roasting corn. I've been doing it since the holiday started. I'm doing it so as to assist my parents so that they can send me to school.
I sell kaba at the market for my mother's workshop. She sews and gives to me.
I'm selling groundnuts.
According to some of them, the petit trading activity is quite lucrative and they get to save something no matter how little it is at the end of every market day.
If I'm to buy like granite for 1.5, I'll either gain 2,000, sometimes I gain 1,000. It depends on the way you're saving it, so it also depends on the cup. I invest the money on buying my school needs so that when we are to go back to school, my parents will just have to pay for my school fees.
I can save 500. My mother keeps my profit, like the profit per day. I give my mother for us to keep it.
From this I sell 5, some other days I sell 7 pieces. A piece costs 2.5. I am saving the money so as to help my parents during Ranche School.
Some parents in the nation's economic capital have expressed dismay with regard to the children's age.
Nowadays, children are being kidnapped. So children age 12, to me, it's not a good idea sending them out from 15 years, 16. I think you can send your child out so that the child will be open to the world of business and know how to economize and then understand that life is not easy.
As the holiday period unfolds, kids and parents, though busy with activities, have their eyes solely focused on how to acquire funds to better prepare for the next academic year. Madonkwele Bezetye for the regional news in Douala.
Medical professionals in charge of the ear, nose and throat unit at the Bamenda Regional Hospital have disclosed that they have diagnosed more than 500 persons with ear-related infections since the start of 2024. They request the population to carry out safe ear practices to reduce recurrent ear infections, which might lead to complications and even deafness. Ola Titanki tells us more from CRTV Northwest.
Ear, mouth and throat diseases are rampant in Cameroon, yet patients do not usually give it the needed attention until it is sometimes too late. This, according to Professor Njok Louis, Secretary General at the Ministry of Public Health, who is also an ENT specialist, is one of the reasons of some of the complications that they see every day in their practice. For this 17th General Assembly, they are looking at how to give back speech and hearing to some young patients.
If we do a surgery with an infant who has a deafness, we do surgery, good surgery, we can expect that children can, after the surgery, can talk again. But if not, he will still remain deafness. Now, we are looking how we can practice that modern surgery in such a way that the children who has deafness has to come hearing, and after gaining hearing, can talk.
Despite their will to use advanced technology to save lives, doctors need training.
The main challenges we have, it is how we use equipment. We think that we have to reinforce the human capacity.
Other domains of health being discussed by the otolaryngologists from around Cameroon includes the management of thyroid nodules and sensorineural pathologists. Veronica Benyela, CRTV News, Douala.
We're sorry for that mix-up. That was rather Veronica Benyela reporting there. And that report puts a cap on today's regional news, in which you heard ICT experts in the center region have encouraged the systematic use of certified antivirus to fight against hackers. Roadside restaurants are sprouting in the southwest region, with many attesting of the profitable nature of this activity. The regional news was brought to you by Vanessa Wunnang Sinamu. Thank you for listening. Lunch on Date continues.